My name is Ruth. I am a grateful recovering family member from the Home Improvement Group in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and I welcome you to this gathering. May we begin with a moment of silence. God, grant me this serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Will you please check and make sure that your cell phones and anything else that makes noise is on, either vibrate or is turned off. Thank you. The Al-Anon family groups are a fellowship of relatives and friends of alcoholics who share their experience, strength, and hope in order to solve their common problems. We believe alcoholism is a family illness and that changed attitudes can aid recovery. Al-Anon is not allied with any sect, denomination, political entity, organization, or institution, does not engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any cause. There are no dues for membership. Al-Anon is self-supporting through its own voluntary contributions. Al-Anon has but one purpose, to help families of alcoholics. We do this by practicing the 12 steps, by welcoming and giving comfort to families of alcoholics, and by giving understanding and encouragement to the alcoholic. Here now the anonymity statement. There may be some who are not familiar with our tradition of personal anonymity at the public level. If so, we respectfully ask that no Al-Anon, Alateen, or AA speaker or member be identified by full name or picture in published or broadcast report of our meeting. The assurance of anonymity is essential to our efforts to help other families of alcoholics, and our tradition of anonymity reminds us to place principles above personalities. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. The title of this workshop is The Concepts, Al-Anon's Best Kept Secret? With a question mark. From the past to recovery, we read about our third legacy. The concepts of service show how Al-Anon members can apply the spiritual principles of our program to working relationships in our service structure. And from How Al-Anon Works, these words. Service in Al-Anon allows us to stretch ourselves and to practice the Al-Anon principles while we connect with others with whom we can be ourselves. It is an opportunity to attempt something we actually can achieve and gain self-esteem by doing something of value. At a time when many of us find ourselves easily preoccupied, service provides a way to keep busy without getting ourselves into trouble, adding structure to an otherwise scattered or disorganized schedule, and providing an anonymous and nurturing environment in which to explore and grow. Will you help me welcome Lynn from Minnesota, who is our speaker this morning? Lynn?
Good morning. My name is Lynn M. I'm a very grateful member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon and Alateen, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Concepts. When I went to, the first time I went to a worldwide convention of this sort was in Seattle in 1990. My husband and I went together, and that was the last time that the Al-Anon Worldwide Convention actually happened at the same time that the AA Worldwide Convention happened. And so it was still done a lot like this, though. I was in a meeting, something like this, maybe a little bigger, and somebody mentioned one of the concepts, and I think she actually quoted it, and I had never heard that term. And I leaned over to the lady next to me, and I said, "What's a concept?" And I think she handed me a copy of the 12 concepts. Now, oh my God, there's 12 more! And I ran back to my group, of course, in Minneapolis, and went, "There's 12 more, guys!" You know, nobody was quite as excited as I was. I don't know why. something about them. I happened to leave that group and go to a different group as my home group, not too long afterward, and I tried again, you know, maybe we should discuss the concepts on a regular basis, and nobody was all that interested, even though it's a great group. And then a number of years later, a couple of friends and I started a brand new group. And I said, "How about if we talk about one of the concepts every month also?" And they gave me a funky look. And I said, "Well, how about if we try it out for just 6 months?" And on a trial basis, they were willing. And so we actually study the concepts once a month. We study one of the concepts. And after the first couple rounds of it, the first couple years, we started to understand them better and understand how we could use the concepts ourselves, that they weren't just for the WSO. And I thought that was magnificent. A fellow for whom I'm a service sponsor asked me recently, "Well, you think I can do this?" And I went, "Well, third concept says," and he knew what I meant because he was in that, had been in that meeting. So we use the concepts now, a lot of us, the same as some of us would use the traditions or the steps to figure out the solution to a problem, you know, to figure out which direction to go. It helps us resolve issues. They help us resolve issues just the same, as I say, as the steps and the traditions do. One of the things that I saw in the forum a couple months ago, I just couldn't help it. I had to read it. One fellow in one of my groups always told us that the legacies were like a three-legged stool. And he told me this years ago. And then up pops a picture of a three-legged stool in the forum a few months ago. Subscription to the forum, which I won at the Al-Anon workshop, really made the program click. The articles written by people like me showed me how all the legacies could work together in our daily lives. Until then, I thought the steps were for me, the traditions were for the meetings, and the concepts were for the World Service Office. When I realized how all three legacies work in my life, I really started getting better. It is like a three-legged stool. Take away one leg and there is no balance. I need balance in my program. And so, of course, I was quite enamored with that article. Just written by a Judy M. from Florida, so she hopefully will get credit if she's here, and if not, anyways. It's just important for me to understand that these concepts were adapted as part of our program, and that we use these in helping us do our service. And just in general, service for me became important. I was working my program. I wound up going to school full time during that period, and graduating in '96. And right about that time, my husband was starting to drive me crazy. And so it was just perfect timing. No accident, I'm sure. And I started to get into service right after school. And I didn't have to get frustrated with my husband's, you know, not quite doing things straight anymore. You know, he was having his own problems with his program. I didn't pay attention to it anymore because I was so busy with service that I didn't see it. Or it certainly didn't bother me. Service became very important to me while I was in school, but I just couldn't do both. And now, of course, I've picked up everything from, I mean, I guess I've always done service at the group level. That never took any extra time for me. Now I do things on the district level, and I do a lot of work on the area level. And it's just so much fun to meet people from different parts of my state and from other groups, and how do you do this and how do you do that, and get new ideas, just like we do here. I've picked up wonderful ideas on how to use, you know, how to work meetings and different ways to manage things. So I do a lot of that on the area level too. I enjoy that. I would like to hear a lot from you guys as to how you've used the traditions and how they've helped you in your service. And if you haven't, what, if anything, fascinated you enough to bring you to this meeting? So thank you very much for coming.
Now we have an opportunity to respond to the concepts, to share our experience, strength, and hope about them. And the guidelines that we've been given is that you're supposed to have 2 minutes and that we're supposed to keep strictly to that. I can't imagine that we're going to need to be so tight that we have to say time at the end of two, but let me assure you that if you've gone to three or four, I will remind you that your time is completed. And when you come, you'll need to come here because it's all recorded. If you'll say your name and your home group, it kind of gives us an idea of where you are. And we can use these first chairs here so that if you want to come and just sit and you be the next speaker. But who will begin for us to speak about the concepts and service?
Good morning, family. My name is Fran. My home group is the TNT group, which meets on Thursday evening in Park Forest, Illinois. If you're in that area, please come. It is dynamite. That's not why it was named that. It was named 12 and 12, but when they sent it into World Service, it came out that way, and we kept it. I absolutely love the concepts. I think they're so valuable in my own personal life, and I had no clue what they were when I first came in. One of the gifts that I got very early was learning to ask God for what I thought I needed and getting it. And one of the first big prayers that I gave to God was that I knew I needed sleep, and I prayed to be able to sleep through the night whether my husband was home or not, and I got that. And it was kind of overwhelming to have a prayer answered that directly. But as all things happen, I slipped back to being awake all night and pacing the floor and wondering where he was. And one day my sponsor handed me these sheets that had been mimeographed. And back in those days, the concepts were written in the tiniest possible font. And it's blurred because it's mimeographed. And she said, "Why don't you take these home and read them? I can't make heads or tails out of them, and maybe you can figure out what they are. You're awake anyway." And I want to tell you, they're the best tranquilizer in the world. I went to sleep. I never finished the third one. That's as far as I ever got. And isn't that a shame? Because my favorite one is the fourth concept. and it says participation is the key to harmony. And when I came into this program, I did not participate in my own life. I didn't have one anymore. I'd given up all rights to my own life, to whatever was in that bottle. And so that to me, that concept, if there were no others, that concept is worth that entire struggle that I had to try to get them. Now, when I got into the 80s, the print was a little larger, and I became involved outside my group. I had hid behind, around that table for 7 years, and my life changed, and I needed to get out there. And I became a GR for, I had just had to change. I had to work in the daytime now, and I had to go to a night meeting. And I became a GR for that group. And I inherited the, you know, the binder that had the different booklets. And they were still kind of small print. But I started studying what Al-Anon was all about. Those concepts are very, very powerful. They give us foundations. They give us boundaries. They give us leeway. They give us understanding. They teach us about trust. They teach us about responsibility. They give us directions. And in addition to that fourth one, which I came to understand at that point, I discovered the essay from Bill, and I think it's Concept 9, that tells you about leadership. And by then I was a GR, needed to learn a little bit about leadership. And it also told me about responsibility. The seventh tradition came up in that, in the warranties. It told me why we needed to be responsible for having a foundation for the group just in case 1 week we didn't have enough money. I learned all those things from that concept. It had been very vague up until then, but those concepts began to give me concrete stuff. Concrete. And I could turn to them and say, ah, look at that, look at that. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so grateful for the gift that they gave me on that. I'm so glad. I used to think, what is this, 12 again, 12? Why are they hung up on 12? What is that number? And then I discovered that the warranties only had 5. What was that? But they were referenced in that 12 concept. So all of those things came together to help me to understand why we function at all. We do not have the same kind of structure that a normal business has, but we function quite well, thank you. And we do that based on the love and trust that we have for one another. And the responsibilities are clearly defined. It says that in there. That's so that the chairperson doesn't become responsible for the treasury or for any, or taking the notes. It tells us that there's defined, and we need to trust that person to do that job and support them in it. If they need help, we help them, but we support them in it. We don't take it away from them. Those are the gifts that I learned. Translate that back to your family. If you have joint communication, and I didn't, but if you actually can have joint communication in your family, you don't have to make all the decisions. You don't have to do all the chores. You can, everybody can take responsibility for something. And if I had been able to translate to my family what a healthy way to live, what a healthy family, forget alcoholism, that would have been a wonderful way for anybody to live. And I've come to truly appreciate that gift that we all try to live by today. And the deeper I get into the concept, they did this to me at World Service too. They only let me talk 2 minutes. I never understood that. However, I hope that a lot of you will come up and share your experiences with these concepts. They are dynamite. They're life-changing. And you can translate them into your everyday life. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tina, and I'm a very grateful member of Al-Anon from South Lake Tahoe, California, and Nevada. We cross both. My home group is Monday Night Sunset Serenity, But you'll also find me at our Wednesday morning meeting at 7:15 a.m., which is if the name is Bring Your Own Coffee, which I'm not sure WSO would let us have that name anymore. But anyway, we study the steps, traditions, and the concepts. We read out of PATH, and then we write for a little while, and then we share, and then we all go off and have our day. One of the things that I think about in the concepts is that it reminds me that the word service is often misunderstood. Just like when I walked into Al-Anon and I thought humility meant everything I'd been doing to prostrate myself on the floor, and that really wasn't what true humility was. Service isn't just about taking a job in my meeting. And I think what I learned in the concepts, when I apply it to my home life, service is what I'm doing to offer my participation in life itself, and especially in home life. I wasn't given all those tools, not because they didn't want to give them to me, it's because they just didn't have the tools to give to me that would have helped me. And in the concepts, I found so many things. Personally, in this last year, concept 9 and 10 have become extremely important to me. I'll do 10 first. Of course, I can't quote it perfectly, but I know that 10 is about double-headed management. That I know. And my mom was really sick this last year. She was having continuing problems, and, you know, there were doctor's appointments, and there were long times between doctor's appointments. She was making decisions for how she was moving forward with an illness that she was having, and she was losing weight, and she was 81 at the time. And there's six of us kids, and not everybody's in, actually no one's in recovery program. Okay, but come October of this last year, she was scheduled for surgery. They had finally decided that she had colon cancer and that they were going to do surgery. And she called me up the morning before she was having surgery, and she said to me, and this is quite a gift, she said, "I just want to thank you." She says, "You're the only one that hasn't told me what to do, how to do it, and when to do it out of all six of us." You know, and the program gave me that, because I said, "Mom, you seem to be perfectly capable to make your own decisions." You know, she still has all of her faculties, and she was able to say thank you, you know, and that was actually concept 10. It's not my job to run her life. She did not need double-headed management. She just needed to make her own decisions in her own time. And she was actually doing terrific after that, okay? Sadly, come January, not only did she get sick again from some of the treatments that they were doing, but Dad got sick as well. And on February 13th, suddenly Dad passed away. And on the 15th of February, Mom passed away. So obviously it was quite a shock to all of us. But Concept 9 came in. Because again, there were six of us, and I have an older sister, but she's a part of practicing this disease. And not capable of handling, standing, or doing much of anything. And I had younger siblings that have their own issues. So, you know, Concept 9 talks about leadership, and it talks about having a vision that people are willing to follow. And in that, the job became mine to be able to stand up and do a eulogy for two of them at the same time and plan an event. Now, the event tried to get handed to one of my brothers who can't find his way out of a paper bag. And, you know, we did try to allow him to do that for a little while. But, you know, it became apparent that one person needed to take the job and be a leader at that time. And, you know, I struggled with that a little bit because I don't always want to be a leader. And this job really sucked big time. But, you know, the tools that I've learned in this program allowed me to gently and kindly find a plan that made not only them as happy as we could be, but my aunts and uncles that were struggling also, and be able to stand up and do what I needed to do. And we had a wonderful party. You know, it's still really sad, and there's lots of stuff that are happening from it, but I know that I learned here in Al-Anon how to actually be a leader that doesn't stomp on people as you're, you know, running through trying to get things done, that allows for others' input during the process, and to move forward in a positive direction. You know, I've learned a lot from so many of the concepts, and that Bring Your Own Coffee meeting, when we started doing the concepts there, one person said, it was, you know, today I could just laugh at it. She goes, we're going to study concepts. Well, I'm out of here. Okay, and she left. You know what, a year later she came back. And every once in a while she goes, you know, that was really interesting when we studied that. And I'm grateful that the past actually has personal stories of how we put those together. So, thank you.
I'm Betty, and I think my home group is Nitty Gritty in Lawrence, Kansas, and I don't know for sure because I go to several on a very regular basis, but Nitty Gritty is a special meeting that my daughter urged me to help her start a few years ago, that is based on 1 week we do the steps, the next week we do the traditions, and the third week we do the concepts, and the fourth week we study something from the service manual. That's theoretical. That's a topic meeting. But anyway, when I got into the program, I understood why we should use the steps. I thought the traditions were boring. And then later on when they came out with, when I saw the concepts for the first time, I thought they were deadly. And so what happened, though, was that I saw that my daughter was growing in the program at a faster rate than I was, and I might just possibly have a little bit of a competitive edge. Well, we couldn't have that. So anyway, I looked to see what she was doing that I wasn't doing. And first of all, it was service work. Second of all, it was the concept. And she wrote an article that appeared in our Kansas Stepfinder, which is our area newsletter, that was called How the Concepts Saved My Job. And she used the concepts, each one of them, to show how she applied it to working with other people. And so I looked at that, and then I looked again at the Paths to Recovery and figured out what each one of the concepts stands for. You know, trust, responsibility, delegation of authority, you know, that sort of thing. And so what happens now is that a lot of times on our at our Nitty Gritty meeting, I will sign up for the concept night because I can look at the concept and I can think, oh, okay, this one's about trust and this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. And I have had people who said they got to the meeting and thought, oh boy, it's going to be a concept meeting. And then we talk about trust and they finish up the meeting and they're going, wow, that was so good. I really like the warranties because if you look at those, that's the program in a nutshell. Everything is there. You know, how to manage your life, how to manage your money, how to manage other people. Maybe not. get along with other people. And so these things have really made a difference in my life. And the other thing that, you know, I followed my daughter into service work. I am a slow learner. And this is the big place, of course, where I use the concepts. But I do like having the idea that we have not 12, we have 36 different things that we can use in our program. And, you know, I need all I can get. So I am very, very grateful that somebody figured out to write these things down. And I bet you they really had to work to get 12 of them to match the other 12. But, hey, you know, that's up to them. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Patsy, and I'm a member of the Suffering Al-Anon Family Group. It's been my home group since I first came into Al-Anon, and that's been good for me because at times it's been a huge group and other times it's been a small group, but whoever's been there has been my Al-Anon family, and like our families that we have by birth, I don't get to choose who comes to that meeting, and I have to get along with them all and work with them, and it's been really a place for me to learn and grow. But I want to go back to the beginning. My sponsor suggested that I always stay in service, and the first service job that I had was secretary, and I like to clean house and throw stuff. I don't like to clean house. I like to throw stuff out, and so I get the bag, and it's the secretary stuff in the bag, and I go through the bottom, and I found the service manual. Nobody had ever mentioned it. It was those folders, those pamphlets at the time. So I'm a reader, so I take it home and I read it, and I read about the concepts and group rappers. We didn't have a group rap. I didn't know any of this stuff. So that was revelation, and that's really one where it began. But part of my openness to the traditions and the concepts goes back to my personal history. I grew up in a family with two alcoholic parents, and it wasn't really an easy place to be as a child. And I didn't like conflict, particularly didn't like conflict. There was a huge amount of conflict in the home. And early on in Al-Anon, I went to this meeting, and it was strange the way it was run, but I didn't know, you know, what did I know? And a woman came along and she said, this isn't right. And we elected her to be the chair. The previous chair was not there that week. And he showed up the next week and they got into a fight. And there they were shouting at each other. And I thought, this is just like my parents. And I was not happy. So I went home. The only literature I had was One Day at a Time. So I started in the front and I started reading and looking for the answer to this problem. And I found the traditions. So right from the beginning, I knew I needed that foundation in order to trust people in Al-Anon. How could a bunch of sick people help each other get better if there wasn't something more? So anyway, I went on and I got involved in service at the area level, and it was really wonderful for me to, it gave me a place to grow. I grew up in this family with five children and two parents, and it was us against them. And I ended up trusting children, but I didn't trust any grown-ups. So how could I work with adults? And as an adult, that was difficult. If I couldn't work with, I mean, I was a teacher, but I still had to work with the other adults in the school. So, you know, it was a place to grow. But there are a few concepts that really stand out for me. I think the one that's the most is the participation is the key to harmony. Now, in that home where I grew up, there was no harmony. And it looked like people were participating. So it seems to me that's a little bit of a paradox. And I still, there's a piece of me that thinks I'm right. I mean, I know that's not true, but you know, I tend to think I'm right. So how could participation be the key to harmony when that means that other person's going to stand up there and say something that I disagree with? But I know that the concept is true. It's true. It's more true than my truth that, you know, I'm right. So it's really helped me. And I just want to share briefly, I retired 3 years ago, but about 10 years ago, I started working in a community organization as a volunteer. And in 2007, they asked me to be the chair. And we have continued to work in harmony for 10 years. And it includes people, I don't know if they're alcoholic, but they love to drink and they talk about it a lot. And yet I am able to work with them in harmony. And it's only thanks to my being an Al-Anon. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Holly. Quite awake. I'm from Los Angeles, California, from the Serenity on Sunday group. Serenity on Sunday, for the most part. And I'm glad that I came running over here to hear the concepts, because it is such an abstract concept for me when I came into Al-Anon, and for I know a lot of my friends in Al-Anon. And so one of the things I wanted to say was, I was a district rep recently for our area, and you know, we had a nice little turnout of group reps that came, and then I had, and my alternate was a very good friend of mine, my first sponsor in Al-Anon was my alternate district rep. Maybe not always a good idea to have your good friend be your alternate. So what happened was we had the group meeting, and there was a woman that was coming to our group who was a GR for one of the meetings, and she had a lot of experience in the business world. You know, she really knew how to do things in the business world, and there was something going on in our group where she was sort of dominating our district meetings, and nobody else was talking, you know. It's like they're all quiet because so-and-so's talking and telling us how to do it and getting some ideas out, and it was a little strange. And then she had some idea of making some little, we were going to have a fundraiser, I think it was, So she went ahead on her own and devised this thing and printed it up and came to our meeting and passed it out to the groups and passed it out to her group. And we're like, what is this? And it was just getting uncomfortable for me as a district rep that we were kind of starting to clash, you know, a little bit. And, like, finally I'm, like, kind of obsessing about it, you know, because I want to be right. You know, there's a part of me that wants to be right, and there's a part of me that's a little competitive. And, you know, it's getting a little confusing when you're the DR. You're supposed to kind of plan that meeting and organize it and see how it's going to go. And, wow, you know, we have to stay out of ego, you know. And so I finally opened up the Paths to Recovery book, and I was reading some of the concepts of service, and I was like, oh, it's right here, it's right here, it's right here. It's all my answers. And I came running over to my former friend's house, who was the alternate DR, and I'm like, you know, you got to read this, you got to look at this, because this is really great. And it just was so helpful to stay out of the personality. You know, it's like, no, I got to stay out of the personality of this person, and I don't care if I'm liked, but I got to take care of this group. You know, and there were like 10 people in this little meeting, and they needed to share too and feel comfortable sharing something, because often that's what happens. And Al-Anon is like, I don't really know enough about that, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to sit here and listen. Oh, you must be right. You know, it's like, no, we all have a voice, and we need to encourage everybody to share and pitch in, you know, and not get overwhelmed. And so, I mean, I still have some work to do, obviously, about this person that was bothering me. You know, because I don't work a perfect program, and I still could look at that, because she had some resentments towards me, I'm sure. But the concepts were so helpful in saying, you know, it's principles above personalities, and to stay out of the personality of it, you know, not let it dominate the group, and make sure that everybody had a voice. You know, and how do I do that? How do I run this meeting where I give everybody a voice and not we all just get intimidated by so-and-so? You know, and teach her that just because you have the experience in this one area doesn't mean you get to run down that block. And you know what I mean? We all have experience in areas, you know, as whatever we do in our occupation or in our choices in our world. We all bring that to the meetings, but it doesn't mean, you know, because you have an MBA, you could run off and do these things. No, we have to learn how to work together. And the longer we stay in Al-Anon, the more we learn how to work together, you know, to stay out of the personalities. So anyway, the concepts are great, you know, if you just sort of digest them little by little, and especially when you're having a problem with your group. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. My name's Andrea. And I've come from the Courage to Change group in Cape Town, South Africa. So, so it's good to be here. I was thrilled to see this topic on the list of meetings. I don't know about the States or Canada or anywhere else in the world, but if we ever have a meeting and the word traditions or concepts comes up, or we have a rally or conference, and any word of a concept, you're guaranteed to only have about two or three willing members attend, which is actually quite sad. But that's something we've learned. The group I belong to is a STEP group, and we are known in our area for being a STEP group, and we get a lot of people or visitors just coming to learn how to work the steps. I'm very privileged to be one of the trustees on the Al-Anon board in South Africa. And we were also very privileged at our conference in June 2009 to have Rick B. come and visit us. We've had some tough issues to deal with in the last few years. We got left a bequest, a rather large bequest for a small structure like ours. And if it wasn't for Rick, who guided us, and WSO, who was a sounding board for our decision-making process, and the concepts, I don't know if we would have survived as a structure, because at one stage I thought we were going to implode. One of the things that I learned in my service was not to go anywhere without my service manual, because all our answers are in the service manual. We don't have to think of anything on our own. If we sit at a board meeting and we have a bit of a a difference of opinion, out comes a service manual, and we'll find it in any one of the three legacies, which is absolutely wonderful. So that's a real good message that I, you know, don't forget the service manual, but I think most of the folks here are doing service anyway, so it's old news to you. In a personal capacity, I don't think that I look at just the steps, the traditions, or the concepts individually anymore. They all sort of have amalgamated, that if there is an issue, I'll make a decision, and afterwards, if I had to go and analyze it, I think, oh, that was principles before personalities, or we're trying to have a democratic decision. I come, I'm married into a line of, and my husband comes from a long, long line of alcoholics. I'm privileged. My daughter's also in AA. So our home is Al-Anon and AA speak. You don't stand a chance when you come through our doors. And everybody's involved in service, so that's really great. But for those of the family members who are not at all involved in AA or Al-Anon, I think have come to understand that calmness that we project or try to project, I'm not saying planning a trip to the States is a calm event. It takes us a few hours to get to your country. Before I go into a service meeting or anything as well, or even think of doing any service, I strongly believe that I have to, in my personal life, really embrace all three of those legacies, because if I'm not well enough in here, I cannot do any service or be any good to anybody else. But I just want to say thank you for a lovely convention so far. Enjoying it.
Good morning. I'm Carol. I'm from Austin, Texas. Hilltoppers is my group as of 11 years. And as I learned last night, my grandfather was CIA, Catholic Irish alcoholic. And he liked to rant and rave about all kinds of things. And the more he drank, the more he raged on. And I definitely inherited the I. After joining Al-Anon, I learned through studying the steps how not to commit suicide. When I studied the traditions, I learned how not to commit homicide because I wanted to take some people out. And then in studying the concepts, I learned how not to commit genocide because there are whole groups, especially political groups, that I would like to shape right up. And I'm so very grateful that I've learned through these the steps, the traditions, and the concepts, how to retain my serenity, especially through bureaucracies and in handling authority. The concepts really came home to me with that. I'm so very grateful. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sue, and I'm up here from Coral Springs, Florida. My home group was Coral Springs, AFG. Pretty catchy, huh? When I first got into service, I got in pretty early when I came to Al-Anon, and I was kind of like nudged or pushed into service as a GR. And my home group read the steps and traditions every meeting, so I sort of knew about the traditions. But then when I went to my first assembly, our delegate then was always talking about the concepts. I just had no idea what the heck they were. And then she was talking about applying them to our lives, besides the steps and traditions. And I looked at them, I read through them in the service manual, applying these to my lives. I can't even figure out how to apply them to Al-Anon, let alone to my lives, you know. But as I kept on going through service, you know, doing different jobs, I started getting more and more into the concepts and started to study them and understand them. And my favorite ones are 3, 4, 5, 9, and 10. And we could use those very easily to apply to our lives. You know, 3 says the right of decision makes effective leadership possible. So it gives us the opportunity to make a decision on behalf of our families, per se, as a whole. 4, we spoke about participation is the key to harmony. And when everybody has the opportunity to participate, not forced to, but when they have the opportunity to participate or not participate, things usually go well. And then 5, which says the right of this appeal and petition. Yeah, the right to petition protects minorities and ensures that they be heard. Well, if somebody in your family has a different opinion and wants to do something other than everybody else does, it gives them the opportunity to speak their mind and say, hey, this is how I feel and this is what I want. And then somebody already spoke about 9, which is personal leadership, and 10, double-headed management. You know, and that helps out where, you know, somebody in the family aren't doing the same things twice. You know, for example, you know, if a parent sends their child to the store to go get a gallon of milk, and the child comes back with a gallon of chocolate milk, well, what do you say to them? You say, thank you very much, because you didn't tell the child, go and get a gallon of whole milk or skim milk at 2%. So we don't want to put that double-headed management in there. We're trying to second guess what they're going to do because we weren't specific. So it's amazing how I find I'm able to apply the concept to my life. And when I first came into Al-Anon, the concepts were, like I said, what is a concept? And when I saw this meeting here, it was at 9 o'clock this morning. First of all, I was really excited to see there's a workshop on the concepts. I wasn't so excited that it was 9 o'clock in the morning because I'm not a morning person. And my heart doesn't start beating for about another 2.5 hours yet. But I did make a special effort to get up here because I do find the concepts near and dear to my heart. And if you're not familiar with them, Path to Recovery is great. That little pamphlet, Best Kept Secret, is great. And there's so much more literature about the concepts. And go to the Al-Anon members page, and there is a blog on there about the concepts. So you can go in there and read about it and people's thoughts and everything. Thank you all for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty. I'm from the Eastwood AFG, which meets on Friday night in Louisville, Kentucky, and we have an Al-Anon, Alateen, and AA meeting all together, so it's a really great fellowship that we get to share. When I first came into the program, being a manager at work, I was certainly ready to take that role on at home, and I did a lot of that in trying to manipulate and control my alcoholic. And it got so bad that when he called me Miss Manager, I knew that I had overstepped that boundary. So I was a little apprehensive when I got into the program about getting involved in service work, because I could see myself being just like that other person's friend and trying to run everything like I did at work. And I found one reading, and I think it was in Courage to Change, that really spoke to me, and it was about what is and what is not my responsibility. And I can't find it, you know, it was just a perfect list of things that I could do and what I couldn't do in my own life, in my alcoholic's life, in my group, and how I could, in my role there. And I just thought it was wonderful. I had no idea at the time how founded that was in the concepts. And so they really, really opened up to me lately, and doing a study lead up to here, I was so excited to see this as one of the topics. And I'll just close with one little bitty paragraph in here, and it's in Path to Recovery, and it's in 10, and it is how wonderful it is to know I have a place in life, I have a job to do, a job that counts, I am responsible, I am accountable. This clarity brings me closer to knowing this is who I really am. So thank you.
Say good morning, everybody. I'm Barbara from Williamstown Saturday Afternoon Group in Melbourne, Australia. So I'm a long way away from home. Thank you. I really made a point, like the gentleman previous, to make a point of being here for this meeting. I feel that perhaps we don't do concepts enough justice, so I've got something to go back with. you know, I've been through various areas of service, and at present time I'm chairperson of the Southern Victorian region, and I'm responsible for chairing meetings, as you would well know. But, and we talk about the concepts there at those meetings, but I think we could do it a lot better. So I'm going home recharged. Thank you for your time.
Hi, I'm Lelania. And I'm from Ventura County, California. And, oh my God, this is scary. I've been learning to work the concepts in my personal life, kind of like a step study, like doing it, doing the questions out of past recovery, and then meeting with my sponsor. And it's really helped me in my service position, because it's like I have a certain profession where I, you know, tell people what to do, and realizing giving others the dignity and respect to do their job. And one of the concepts that have been big to me lately is concept 3. I just finished it. And learning to trust others and learning to trust my higher power, but then learning to trust myself. And I'm a state employee, and with all the budget cuts that are going on, I felt like it also helped me to learn to trust my boss and to trust the union, to trust this person and that learning to trust the process, that it's all going to work out, and it has, and I still have a job and everything's fine. But you know, I get so caught up in the what ifs that I'm just so grateful to the program to keep me grounded, and God has me busy all summer and I don't have very much time to obsess, so that's a good thing. Thank you.
My name's Dorothy, and I'm from New Zealand, and it's just wonderful to be here. And I've just been reading some T-shirts while I've been in town, and there's two I read yesterday, and one of them said, "I live one day at a time, but sometimes they all the days attack me at once." And the other one I read was, "Just because the monkey's off your back doesn't mean the circus has left town." And I just think, you know, it's just so wonderful to be here and be part of this. And then this morning I saw, didn't know quite what to come to, and I thought, oh well, it's good to go to the concepts one. And it's very exciting that the concepts are here. And I was really disappointed when you got the second lady to sit down, because I thought, stop, you know, she can talk all day and we can listen to her all day, and when she sits down no one's going to get up and say anything because we don't do the concepts, and then everyone's rushing to the microphone. I think, oh, this is absolutely wonderful. And I just really liked what the lady said, you know, about the steps stop me from suicide. And the first thing that I did when I came into Al-Anon was By the Path to Recovery, and that's just the greatest book in the world, and I just love that book. And I've just got to the point where I don't think suicide is an option. And and then, you know, the traditions helping, you know, save me from murdering, and the genocide thing, you know, I think, thank God for the concepts, because, you know, some people are going to live, because that's my solution to problems, is why aren't you hitting people? Why don't you get a gun out? Why don't you just stop them from living? And then we won't have any problems. And I know a little bit more about the concepts than that, but I work for an organisation that is Christian-based and also tries to make money at the same time, which is sometimes a little bit of a... it makes it a bit difficult dealing with people, because when I first came into my job, my boss said, don't talk. You know, the subject you can't talk about. And I went mad in my job, and I couldn't figure out why I was insane. But, of course, my job recreated my family, and I had on top of that people who were trying to bully me out of my job. And so I couldn't talk, I couldn't feel, I couldn't trust, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't function. But I could go to Al-Anon meetings and I could talk to my sponsor and I could work the steps in my life and I could pray. And I could read my path to recovery, and that's really all I've done, you know, for 3 years. And now God's been so fantastic, He sent me the most wonderful boss in the universe who understands exactly what's going on and is sorting stuff. But I look at him at meetings, and he's being, you know, he's being loving and forgiving, and he's working towards reconciliation, and he's probably using all the concepts. And like the lady who spoke before me, I just feel so inspired that I can go back. And the only reason that I functioned in my job is that I knew concept four. I knew participation is the key to harmony. And I knew that I wasn't allowed to talk, but because I'm a manager, I wasn't allowed to talk. But I knew that if I looked around and I could see that every single person that I'm responsible for was busy, then I had no problems. So that was concept four, and I knew that the right to make decisions makes leadership possible. So I thought, sometimes I can make a decision, and that's okay because I'm the boss here. And if I make a decision, well, that's what I do. So that's okay. And even though, you know, that was really hard for me because of boundary stuff, I could still do that. And the double-headed management, I knew that if I'd made a decision and somebody else had made a decision in the same area, well, that was wrong, and I had to say, no, that you can't do that, because that's double-headed management, and I knew that phrase. So there's stuff in the concepts that I could apply that have kept me functioning in a very dysfunctional situation with a lot of, you know, stuff going on. And also the thing that I've just recently learned is, you know, participation is the key to harmony, and I'm just only learning this, that I can participate in my own life, because I don't, you know, I don't do that. I just watch everybody else and I fit in, you know, and I just get mad at everybody, you know. So, you know, that's my responsibility, is to participate in my own life, not just to make sure everybody else is participating in theirs, but to say, no, hang on, that I've got to live my life and be responsible for me. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, good morning. My name is Nancy Shore. I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming. My home group is the Friday night ODAT for one day at a time. It took me a minute to get that. Thank you. It's so great to see all of you here. Most of my life, I was trying to figure out where I fit in. I was an only child. My parents were, I describe them as borderline hippies. They were really non-conventional. I lived in a bookstore for part of my childhood. I always wanted some place to fit in. Was I this? Was I that? I had people who had friends who had siblings. I didn't have siblings. I had friends who had big families, a little teeny family. And so when I got to college and things, I joined everything. I mean, I was in five groups. I was president of three. I was doing it all because I thought that would fill up what I needed. And it wasn't until I got into Al-Anon that I found where I belonged. And so I embraced everything there was. I was in a meeting the other day and they said, nobody comes to Al-Anon willingly. My higher power said, you're going to go. And I said, okay. So I went and I took it all in. And my sponsor gave me a service manual. She said, here, take this home and read this. And I did. And we have concepts. I said, you know, we have concepts. She's like, yes, we have concepts. Our district meetings, we don't read the steps, but we read the traditions, the concepts, and the warranties. And so I got a district secretary, and so I took the concepts back to my home group. And the first Friday of the month, we study a step and or a tradition. And so when I'm around, we sneak in a concept as well. And there's usually a lot of, well, I don't have anything to say. And it was April, and we studied a step and tradition and concept that is the number of that month. And I said, oh, let's talk about a concept. And everybody said, oh, no, let's not. Let's just skip that and go home. And I said, well, I'd like to talk about a concept because they're very important to me in my service work. And, you know, service is important. And it's important for all of us that somebody's doing service so we can have a meeting. And one of the ladies who's been in the program almost as long as I've been alive, she said, Nancy, what is the concept for this month? And I said, well, it's the fourth concept. So it would be participation is the key to harmony. And they all looked around and thought, you got us. We have to participate, and so we have to talk about the concept. I'm just very glad that there are three legs to the stool, because there wasn't balance in my life until I got here. I couldn't change a lot in my home life except my own attitude, of course. But when I realized that these applied outside of the rooms, that I could use them in the rest of my life, that's when they became even more valuable, because I spend as much time at work as I spend at home. And if I can practice the principles outside these rooms, then I have a program. But if I can only make them work in here, I don't have much of a program. So thank you for being here.
I'm Darcy Avery from Bismarck, North Dakota, Saturday Morning Group. One of the participation is the key to harmony. That was a very important part for me, because when I was first starting my service work, I started only in the group and in the district level, and I spent years there, because the few times that I'd go to area assembly, it was chaos, and it was in those periods where they were fighting and bickering and dotting their I's and so forth, and I thought, I want no part of that. And one time when I went there, one of the ladies said, participation is the key to harmony, and I remember her standing in the back of the room. And for some reason or other, that was the key to getting us back into the concepts, and the concepts weren't well used at the time when I started, and for some reason or other, our assembly started to gain a little bit more conflict resolution and some of the variety of tools that you could use. I now am an area chair, and it took me a long time, and our assemblies go quite well. We've got conflict resolution in place, and we're using a lot of the tools that World Service is providing for us. And it's really quite fun, and we're getting that energy and abundant thinking that we can use if we all participate, and the minorities are heard, and, you know, we use some of the skills that we do have through the concepts. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Dave, and I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. My home group is the Saturday Serenity Group, and I think my favorite, or actually most important, the one I respect the most, is Concept 5, the rights of appeal and petition, protect minorities and assure that they be heard. And why I think that is really important is we've had several times where our group has taken a group conscience and, yeah, this is the best thing to do, except one person doesn't quite think that and votes the other way. And rather than just say, well, you're a minority the way it is, why do you think that? And getting the views of everyone, and by golly, it was something that nobody had thought of, and we were going to jump into a bucket of worms, and let's just stay out of this. And that's where it's, you know, so important to listen to everyone. And these concepts are fantastic. The one that is really, really great for me is number 3, the right of decision makes effective leadership possible. And that is fantastic. I had great leadership, and it was so great that I was running my kids' lives. I could tell them what to do. My leadership was fantastic. I knew what was good for them, and I actually told my daughter, if you would just do this, your life would be good. And she actually told me, Dad, I don't want your way of life. And, you know, that was sort of one of the things that, oh my gosh, maybe I need to listen to something. And she actually said that to me. She said, Dad, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen. And, oh my gosh. It's really helped a lot in my marriage. And, you know, the participation, number 4, participation is the key to harmony. My wife was 12 years sober when I first met her, so I've never known her when she was out on doing her own thing, although I've heard her story a lot. And between the two of us, we got a blended family with 5 kids that all need the other program and this program. I think my daughter needs this program the most. She's in organizing everything and managing everything all the time. And the others, you know, are in and out of the program. One is sort of there, sort of not there. We haven't heard from him for 3 years. He's out writing his own story right now. And 2 years ago, we actually lost my oldest son to alcoholism. So, you know, it's really sort of in our family a lot. What I've seen with the program and the concepts and working them is my wife, you know, on the personality test that you ever take, we went to a marriage counseling thing, you know, when we first got married, pre-marriage counseling, you know, and people were right here on the program and right there. And then they came up and they said, there's one couple that's right here. And they charted everybody, and that was us. And they said, my gosh, these people don't have a chance. But, you know, I think we probably have the best marriage of everyone. We think exactly opposite for almost everything. We have the same values. We just get there differently. And one of the things that we've used on the concepts there is, you know, participation. We tell each other's what our view is, what we think it is. And then we go down to number 10, where it's double-headed management. And we came along, you know, right at first, you know, we'll discuss the kids for everything, and we've been told, you know, the kids are going to be between you all the time. And we discuss what we think about my kids, her kids, all the kids together, and the final decision is the parent, you know, the actual biological parent, and we support each other for that. But the important thing is we listen to each other first. We communicate on everything. And that's what the whole thing right here, I think, is all about. You know, if we all had just one thing to say and we had to go one way, I look at that of, my gosh, how would we like this world if the only place we had to eat was Wendy's? You know, we need variety. I need variety. It's exciting. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mary, and my home group is, I'm from Houston, Texas, is Friday night, 8 o'clock meeting at Katy, Texas, and we have babysitting, so if anybody's in town and needs that, and that's where I started, where my youngest was 2 months old and my oldest was 2 years old, and I was told the steps were for me, the traditions is for me and another person, and the concepts was for me and a group, which I applied to my family. So, and that's really how I focused on it and the need I had. And two of them, I think that's in the warranties, I don't have them memorized, is that no action should be personally punitive. I don't know, as a mother, I thought it was my, you know, it's punishing or discipline. And one of the things I learned is just to let them take the consequences of their actions. And one of them is they make a mistake. I try not to make them feel bad about the mistake, but they have to clean up the consequences, whether it's just picking up the milk or something that's paying back something or doing something bigger. And the other one is the unanimity. I think that's the right word. And I had to look that one up where, you know, the girls and I, we had a group conscience. The girls and I were one way and my husband was the other, so we won, right? But then I looked at that concept, unanimity, because there was this holly tree right near the pool, and it got bees. So we wanted that chopped down, the three of us. And so I did that. I chopped that down, and my husband didn't want it chopped down. Well, he didn't want it chopped down because he's the one that has to go in there and dig out the roots. I'm not strong enough to do that. It would have been a much better decision if I just sat and waited and worked for that unanimity, instead of just saying the group conscience says to cut it down and do it. It just would have made more harmony in our household. That's one of the mistakes I learned. And if, you know, you have the concepts to go back and say, what's a better way to do it as the group and to be patient? And I guess my last one is what was just discussed on, I think it's four, on the letting the minority be heard. I didn't have any problem letting my opinion be heard in my family, but I had a lot of problems listening to my husband, and he grew up with not being listened to, and through our recovery, he had to trust that I could keep my mouth shut if his opinion was different than mine, and I had to stop and listen and say, just because it's a different path doesn't mean it's a wrong path, it just means a different path. And what I found is if I could trust and try it, it really worked out pretty well. So thank you, I'm glad you had a concept.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack, grateful member of Al-Anon. And my home group is Saturday Night Alive in Silver Spring, Maryland. And I wanted to share some of my experiences as a board member of Al-Anon. I was a board member for 6 years, starting in 1999. And when I first got on the board, I was kind of young, younger than I am now. Not as much gray hair, and although the gray hair wasn't from being on the board. But when I got on the board, I looked around at the first board meeting, and there are all these older people, and they all had much more time in the program than me, and you know, I started feeling some of those old feelings of inadequacy and so on. But you know, then I remembered concept four, and participation is the key to harmony, and I was selected to be a member of the board, just like everybody else there, and I was expected to share my opinions and share, you know, my feelings about the things that we were talking about, and the other people valued my opinions, and in time, I learned to value my own opinions, so it really helped me with that. But when I first got on the board, the board was in having some conflict. Someone else spoke about doing conflict resolution in their area, and the board was kind of having this. The board was having some issues with some how things were being done at the World Service Office, and you know, things just weren't working very well. And so we tried to, as a board, we tried to work this out, but then we decided to bring in some outside help, somebody that really specialized in helping, you know, with conflict resolution at that level. And they really helped us a lot. The first thing they did was study our concepts and study our service manual so that they would understand how we work. And we spent a lot of time going through the concepts and really looking at what was really the World Service Office responsibility and what was the responsibility of the Board of Trustees and also what was the responsibility of the Executive Director. And we went through and listed these things and spent a lot of time, you know, looking at, you know, what's my job, you know, what's not my job, which was very important. And one of the things that, you know, when I first got on the board, I didn't exactly know what was my job. And one of the things the board members get is the pieces of literature, we get to look at them before they're actually published. And I thought it was my job to go through and pick out all the grammatical mistakes in it. So I started doing that. And once we went through this, you know, what's my job, what's not my job, you know, I realized that was not my job as a board member. You know, the World Service Office has an editor that does that. So I let that one go, almost. those things just kind of jump out at me on the page. But anyway, so that was really helpful. And the right of decision and, you know, what it talks about in the concepts about responsibility and authority, how you can't have one without the other, really helped me last year when I chaired a convention in our area. And as the chair, one of the first things I told the various committee chairs was that you had the right of decision. It's not my job to stand over you and make sure you're doing your job correctly. We had our jobs, the responsibilities spelled out in the document, so every committee knew what they were supposed to do. And I said, you know, you guys make the decisions. If you need the help of the whole planning committee, then bring it to us and we'll talk about it. But otherwise, you know, it's up to you guys. And that made my job a lot easier as chair. And we had a good convention. So, you know, I was really glad to be able to learn how to use these concepts in, not only in the program, but in everything I do. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm from Lawrence, Kansas, and my group is the Jayhawk group. And Betty goes to that group too. I was, when I saw the concepts, I was just really drawn to them. I love the concepts. We study steps and traditions. I'm going to kick in, see if we can get the concepts put in occasionally now, in our Monday night meeting. But I was just, and I do use the concepts in my daily life, especially at work and with other organizations. But I want to just say, for me, I love the warranties especially. And we hit the 12th. We do every month. We read the tradition of the month and the concept of the month. We all read all the steps, and we read the concept of the month and the 12th. And they said, and they get to the word charter, and then they quit. And I said, hey, let's read the warranties, because one reason I love the warranties, because to me, that's the most calming thing we ever read. To me, you read those five warranties, and I just feel any tension in my body just go to drain out, because it's part of the way of life of Al-Anon, and I really appreciate that. Thanks.
I'm Betsy, and I belong to the Home Improvement Group, as Ruth does, from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. We have a Monday night meeting and a Friday night meeting. And I would just like to say the concepts, I think I'm probably coming from the other side of the fence here, because I don't know the concepts. And I'm really thankful for what everybody shared, because it's sort of whetted my appetite. And when I go back, I'm going to see if we can add those in. And I'm going to pick up paths to recover. I really need to work. I've been in Al-Anon a long time, but haven't applied myself to the best of my ability. So I just kind of encourage the steps, the traditions, and the concepts, and the warranties. So I'm just really very encouraged, and I appreciate everybody that shared and everybody that's here, and I'm just very grateful. That's all I have.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
And I continue to be a grateful recovering family member in this program. In concept four, one of the statements that's made in our service manual is participation also responds to our spiritual needs. All of us deeply desire to belong. The Al-Anon ideal of a working partnership could never regard any member as second class. This is perhaps the main reason we have struggled to achieve participation at every level. The right of participation encourages us who serve Al-Anon to accept the necessary disciplines that our various tasks require. It assures us that we are truly the trusted servants described in Al-Anon's tradition too. I never thought that the concepts were part of my spiritual discipline. It was pretty easy for me to look at it, you know, from the steps and the traditions. But when I started looking, and particularly after, you know, we get this little letter if we're registered for the international, and are you willing to select a committee, to either to lead a committee or to speak? And I listed all of these things that I felt really comfortable about doing. And they asked me to lead the workshop on concepts. And it sent me to the books because I knew some of it. But it was like a door being opened and a window shining that I had not seen that sunlight before. I've read them, I've studied them, but I, you know, it was like lead a workshop. I just have to present the speaker, but it was, I still needed to know something more than what I knew. And it was just this wonderful discovery for me to know more than what I did know, which wouldn't fill a very big basket. And so it was just really delightful to then reflect on what was going on in my home group and to see the way that the concepts, in fact, were working. To see the way in which we were guided, and that people who'd been in a lot longer than I, who probably knew them so much better, were using them in the program and using them when they led our meetings, so that all of us had an opportunity. And it just weaves together. And it's just a really marvelous experience for us to grow and to learn. So I'm very grateful. Thank you. We still have time for a couple more. Participation is the key. I could read them. All right. Sometimes you just do what you need to do. Concept 1, the ultimate responsibility and authority for Al-Anon World Services belongs to the Al-Anon groups. Concept 2, the Al-Anon family groups have delegated complete administrative and operational authority to their conference and its service arms. Concept 3, the right of decision makes effective leadership possible. Concept 4, participation is the key to harmony. Concept 5, the rights of appeal and petition protect minorities and ensure that they be heard. Concept 6, the conference acknowledges the primary administrative responsibility of the trustees. Concept 7, the trustees have legal rights while the rights of the conference are traditional. Concept 8. The Board of Trustees delegates full authority for routine management of Al-Anon headquarters to its executive committees. Concept 9. Good personal leadership at all service levels is a necessity. In the field of world service, the Board of Trustees assumes the primary leadership. Concept 10. Service responsibility is balanced by carefully defined service authority, and double-headed management is avoided. You know, there are more pages on that than anything in here. Concept 11, the World Service Office is composed of selected committees, executives, and staff members. Concept 12, the spiritual foundation for Al-Anon's World Services is contained in the General Warranties of the Conference, Article 12 of the Charter. Warranty 1, sufficient operating funds, including an ample reserve, should be its prudent financial principle. Warranty 2, none of the conference members shall ever be placed in a position of unqualified authority over any of the others. Warranty 3, that all important decisions be reached by discussion, vote, and whenever possible, by substantial unanimity. Warranty 4, that no conference action ever be personally punitive or an incitement to public controversy. And warranty 5, that though the conference serves Al-Anon, it will never perform any act of government, and that, like the Fellowship of Al-Anon Family Groups, which it serves, it shall always remain democratic in thought and action. The sum of these several attitudes and practices is the very essence of democracy. Our freedom to serve is truly, this is the very end of this page, our freedom to serve is truly the freedom by which we live and have our being. Isn't it wonderful that we have not only steps to help us in our individual recovery and traditions which guide our groups, but concepts which, when woven with the steps and traditions, keep us on the path that we need to walk upon. How grateful I am that you have been here and that we've had this opportunity to share in this gathering. We have a wonderful way of closing. If you'll stand, and I think we can probably form one circle rather than just kind of bridging the gap. If we can have a moment of silence for those who are still sick and suffering, and we will conclude with praying the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you very much.